Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Is it ever okay to ask somebody at a concert that's standing up in front of you enjoying the concert to sit down so you can see? 312-946-4995. Now, I saw this on Instagram, and this happened to a woman at the Rascal Flatts concert.
Went to Rascal Flatts last night, and we stand up for the first song, and then this man basically pushes me from the back and was like, "You need to sit down." I was like, "Excuse me, sir, I don't need to sit down. These are my seats." He's like, "Well, you're ruining my show." And I was like, "Well, then I'm sorry, but that has nothing to do with me. These are my seats." He was like, "It would be in your best interest to sit down."
So full transparency, that's someone we actually know. She's works for Rascal Flatts for the record label. So clearly he was overstepping his boundaries, but he was being a total jerk to her. Besides the point, let's take that out of the equation. Let's say he wasn't being a jerk. Let's say he approached it in a different way and said, "Hey, I just had surgery. Hey, I'm really old and I love Rascal Flatts. I want you to enjoy the concert, but I was wondering if maybe there's one or two songs that you can sit. These are my favorites. Maybe so I can see the concert." Is that a different conversation than obviously the mean one before telling her what she needs to do? Or is it never okay to ask somebody to sit down at a concert? There's some other circumstances that everybody should be able to join the concert. I started to waver a little bit, like maybe it would be okay to ask in that manner if somebody would be willing to sit down so you could see for a little bit. But I know this is such a hot button, and I've seen arguments over it before that these are my tickets. I bought them. I paid for them. I'm going to stand up if I want to stand up. Sean, you heard the story. Yeah. The girl, yep. She got told, "Hey, sit down. I want to see the concert." This guy was obviously being a total jerk, right? So let's take that scenario out of it. Let's say he asked nicely, right? Is there any scenario where you feel like it's okay to ask somebody to sit down at a concert in front of you so you can see?
Well, in all seriousness, if the person behind me is incapable of doing so, if is in a wheelchair or something like that, absolutely, I want them to enjoy it as well. That's the only scenario where I would be like, yeah, absolutely, and let me make sure you have a good time too. It seems like he was just, like you said, just being a you-know-what.
Yeah, that guy sucked. Totally. I would have stood on the chair and then spread my coat out for that guy, the way he talked. But that's my point. So there I feel like there are possibly scenarios where you might be able to say, "Hey, do you mind if you maybe there's a couple songs here or there where you sit down so I can see?" In fact, if it was said in such a nice manner, or there was something going on, like maybe they were had a handicap or just had surgery, or maybe they just were really old but they want to enjoy themselves, and I would probably switch seats with them even so that they could sit, and like one row is not going to make a difference for me. Like, why don't you sit down here and I'll sit there, that way I stand up and you can still see. Joni, you think it's ever okay to ask someone to sit down at a concert?
In that instance, I am going to Rascal Flatts. I've been 27 times. We're going to Des Moines this weekend. No, I am not sitting down for Rascal Flatts. Never have, never will. But what I would do, if you are handicapped or something where you couldn't sit down, I'd be more than happy to go. Like, I had knee surgery, and I was going for a concert, and I went in and said, hey, I just had surgery. Could I be moved to handicapped seating? They do it immediately. You don't even
have to. See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if you have some sort of disability, or there's, for some reason, you really can't stand up, and you're like, and you right. and you present it in a nice way. That's cool to me. I don't mind. No, like they
bad back, bad knee, but I am not sitting down for Rascal.
Yeah, I could get that from your voice. There's no chance.
Yeah, no chance.
Eli, so you heard you standing up at the concert. Guy's total jerk, obviously, about it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
So here's my thing. Where I'm from in the South, we stand for concerts, for football games, anything for the entire time that we're there.
Yeah.
Like that guy before me said, if he's in a wheelchair or whoever's behind me in a wheelchair, for sure I'm going to sit down. But that's just how we do it in the South.
Yeah, dude, I agree. If you want to stand at the concert, you should be able to stand at the concert. But that's what I was curious of. It's like, even if it's a scenario of, hey, you know, nicely said, there's a good reason. I'm not just trying to be a grumpy old man and yell at you for no reason.
Right.
But then I honestly don't mind. Like I said, I would even probably just switch seats with you and be like, hey, why don't you come down here so I can stand behind you then.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I can't think of another scenario that if you're at a concert, it's assumed that somebody might stand up in front of you and that's your issue to figure out, right?
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.